Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, family, peace and love. Twin Flame Radio here on a Monday. What?
Monday night. Yeah.
We want to thank the fam for tuning in. We apologize for the short notice, but you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And it is.
What it is. Like in the 70s, they was like, what it is, man? What it do? What it do? Something like that. I was a baby, but, you know.
I wasn't born.
My mama, no. What it is, mama?
You goofy.
All right.
So, fam, yes, we are here. We are live Monday nights, our new day and time, Monday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And we just wanted to do a little change. We wanted to do a little something different. You know, Sundays was becoming difficult for us. Yeah. And then we tried to have the show last night, and we had some technical difficulties. So Spirit said,
Monday.
Monday it is.
Yeah, I heard it like, Chris, do this show on Monday.
No, that's not what it sounded like.
It didn't.
No. It sounded like this.
Chris, do this show on Monday.
For the fam that don't know, my name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Do what it do.
Peace and blessings. Heaven high. Greetings. It's the Dream Master himself.
Ooh.
I'll come get you in your dreams late at night and tuck you in.
That sounds creepy. Stop it. Stop.
All right, go ahead. I lose myself. You think I'm hyper on Sunday?
Oh, God.
Monday after work, I'm feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about the weekend, babe?
So, for the fam that don't know, for the new listeners tuning in, first off, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven high.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings.
Mm-hmm. Greetings! We got Dale on the show, man. We might just have a little MP3 of her saying, greetings! You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, what we do every show before we dig in on the topic is we just give a rundown. We talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Pretty
we
much.
Usually give a rundown of, you know, what we did over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do this weekend? I don't remember. You know what? Hold on.
I was about to say, you never remember.
I never remember, but I remember
it's
this
Monday,
past.
Girl.
I remember because it's Monday. No. So we were supposed to have a show the week before last.
Yeah.
And we could not because I was not
under
feeling
weather,
well.
Yeah.
Why was I not feeling well?
Because you'll be taking care of yourself.
No, that's not why.
You know why?
I know why.
Because I wasn't taking care of myself. You want to still be lovey-dovey, I'm trying to say.
No, you weren't taking care of yourself, so I was taking care of you for you.
What did you do?
And you gave me your germs, your little nasty germs.
What you do for me while I was sick?
I was comforting
nothing.
You.
Nothing.
No, we couldn't do the show because I wasn't feeling well. So, yeah. As promised, we said we were going to do a show on dreams. So tonight we're going to be talking about dream magic.
Our third show on dreams.
This is our third show on dreams because we love dreams.
We love dreams. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, this weekend, I almost forgot. So this weekend, I almost forgot again. So this weekend, what did we do? We went out and we went to our favorite restaurant.
Okay.
And I ordered something new. I ordered this fish hoagie sandwich, and fam, this sandwich was humongous.
Gargantuan.
I couldn't even eat it. It was ridiculous how huge it was.
They didn't disrespect you with the chicken, the fish fillets.
They disrespected the queen.
It was like
queen.
Six pieces of fish on one hoagie.
On one hoagie, and it was big pieces of fish.
Yeah, we saw my whole
I couldn't
life.
Even put my mouth on it. Like take it apart with a fork.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was ridiculous.
It was the fat man's dream, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I had the salmon croquette,
which looked good.
It was very tantalizing to my taste buds. Rather tasting, I might say myself. It wasn't as good as mine, but I'll never get it again. But you know, it was good. You know, because my salmon croquettes, boy.
Yeah, and you do make some good ones.
Facts.
And
we went shopping. We went shopping after that. We both bought up the stores.
Yeah, you know, it was, what was it, Black Friday weekend?
Yeah, Black Friday. We black, you know what I mean? We black, but we got to take advantage of stuff when it call us out. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, you know, we both went in on that. We went. It's bad when you got to buy like 50 new hangers because you don't have, and then we don't got no space. I'm throwing away stuff, family, to make room for new stuff.
You. We're talking about you here,
hey,
not me.
Hey.
You're the only man I know that has more clothes than his woman.
But what does that say about me?
You got a problem.
I love me.
Too much.
I love me.
Mm.
Yeah. There was a time where I didn't even have a closet.
Yeah, she did. You always had a closet.
Yeah, I did. Well, that one time I did, you know.
What one time?
Oh, I had that little rack. This is when I was living with my mom back when I was a child.
Oh, that don't count. I've had you since we've been together. You've always had a closet since we've been together.
I have.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But that's about it. And yesterday we cleaned up a lot.
Yeah, we just chilled yesterday. And my energy was off yesterday. Everything was off yesterday. I didn't train my students. I needed to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here.
We moved the show away from Sundays because it was eating in on our rest time.
It really was.
No, we needed to rest. And Mondays we be hyped though.
Monday we be hyped.
So what?
That wasn't hand.
That was ugly.
It sounded like something
else. We've never high fived.
We've never.
Why
felt
did you
weird.
Do that?
I don't know.
Like that.
I don't know why I did
don't
that.
Don't make me do that again.
I won't. Right. Just do what other smack we do. Okay.
Let's get in on this show.
All right.
All right, so fam, tonight, like I said earlier, we're going to be talking about dream magic. We're going to talk about different things that happens in your dreams, like you know, the messages that come to you in your dreams. We're going to talk about dream manipulation and how you can program your dreams, astral travel and projection, lucid dreaming. We're going to go in on what dreams are. We're just going to dig in. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so this is what we do. I think we're authority on dreams.
We are authority.
Because we're not going to talk about nothing we haven't done.
That's right.
You know,
and
what
we're,
I mean?
We're really big when it comes to dreaming.
Oh,
we
God.
We wake up in the morning and we give each other a rundown of our dreams.
Of our dreams.
It's like, I dreamed about this. Oh, I dreamed about this.
You go first. Yours ain't that long. Mine long. It's going to take the whole ride, baby.
And we have over, you know, quite some time now, we've learned how to perfect our dream recall. So we've gotten really good at really just, you know, telling the very tiny details and going into what those dreams mean and, you know, breaking each other's dreams down for each other, doing a decoding thing and, you know, It's just, it's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah, I'm going to need to teach a class on how to dream.
So,
charge them.
You want to start us out?
Well, I want the family to know why we dream. A lot of people don't even know why we dream. I went half of my life just neglecting my dreams because I was constantly feeding my subconscious all these negative images. Yeah, I love horror movies. I love fighting movies. But on a conscious level, that will really, your subconscious sucks all that up.
It does.
So for years, I would have night terrors. And I would be dreaming about murder, killing, horror. And I really wasn't really.
What were you watching as a kid?
Everything that was violent. I love violence.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I'm a nice guy. No doubt a nice guy, but I got to stop saying that. But I just really love violence, you know, and but what your subconscious does, it sucks up everything around you. And it will, like, replay that in your dreams.
That's true. Maybe.
You know what I mean? But back to what I was trying to get to earlier, why do we dream? If we don't dream, we die.
We'll go crazy.
We'll go crazy. This is a hologram that we're living in. And if anyone knows, if you leave something on too long, it just falls apart. It breaks down. And if you don't get sleep, what happens to you? You start hallucinating, you start feeling funny, your body feels strange, and your mental capacity literally breaks down.
And then you start getting to the point where you can't tell what is real and what isn't real.
Right.
You're not sure. It's kind of like the Freddy Krueger movie.
It is.
You know, they were fight to stay awake because they didn't want to go to sleep because Freddy was going to get them.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where they would fall asleep, or so they thought they were awake, or you know, whatever, and they couldn't tell if they were dreaming or not.
Right, that's the beauty about the body. You try to hold your breath, it's something to just move your hand, like breathe, bruh. You try to stay awake, you go asleep. The Sandman comes get you. You know what I mean? What's wrong? You're
the Sandman. The Sandman comes get you.
That sounds just country. It's not Sandman. The Sandman comes get you. Why is that something they say down south? My great aunt used to be like, Sam ain't gonna get you.
I think that is like an old saying. I've heard it, but I can't remember if it was my grandmother who said it. I know my mother.
It was somebody old.
But it was someone old.
I ain't heard nobody young say it.
Nah.
But that's why you sleep.
And you know, you sleep a third of your life away.
Ain't that funny?
Isn't it?
That's wild.
That is so wild. I mean, if you're going to sleep that much, then why not have fun in your dreams?
You might as well have fun in your dreams. I remember when I was little, I used to have those good dreams, the good fun dreams about the girl I used to like. And then it turned out to be you.
What's that?
What?
That sounds kind of weird.
What's wrong with it?
The girl that I used to like turned out to be you.
What's wrong? I think that sounds sweet.
Okay.
Aw. Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me the
law. Well, you should have said I dreamed about you.
I should have said
and
that.
And then we became, and then the dream came true.
And then coitus happened. All right. You want to go on messages and dreams?
We got issues. So a lot of times we get downloads in our dreams. We get messages in our dreams. And these can be, these messages can come from different beings. They can come from our higher selves. They can come from the gods. They can come from angels. They can come from fairies. They can come from demons.
That's true. That's true. What type of messages do you like to get in dreams? Or what message do you get?
I was going to say I like good messages.
That's true.
So I've gotten all kinds of messages. I've gotten messages from ancestors who have passed on. I've gotten messages from different gods. I've gotten messages from my higher self. And the messages have been anything from, I've gotten messages from my spiritual masters.
That's true. Me too. Yeah.
And the messages can be anything. They can be anything to, you know, just wanting to touch base with you. Hi, how you doing? You know, from the ancestors to premonition dreams showing you what something is going to be or what to expect. It can be an idea, a download of something that I need to work on. It could be my higher self showing me something that I need to, you know, dive deeper on. Mm-hmm. It could be a, you know, a myriad of different things.
I want the family to know that whenever you dream of something, don't take the dream for face value. Really dig deep on why you're getting that message.
Mm-hmm.
If you're about to start college and you're having a dream about you running away from school and how it's going to be like there's murderers or something in school, that doesn't mean that people are going to murder you in school. That could just mean that you're afraid of going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't take the dream for face value. What we used to do, what we've done in the past, we bought a lot of dream books to help us break down our dreams. And after a while, you become like the dream master yourself, and you don't need those tools because the dreams are for you. And those dream books are nothing more than guides to help you gain confidence into breaking down your dreams.
Exactly.
Don't, because I hear a lot of people say, Chris, can you help me break down this dream? And I do. But that's just my interpretation. I don't know what's going on with you in your life.
You're the best interpreter of your own dreams.
And what's the best way to interpret your dream? Writing them down.
Mm-hmm.
Writing your dreams down. Mm-hmm. It's something that if you want to really break down a third of the life that you're wasting, write it down so you don't miss out on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did you know that about 70 to 80% of our dreams are messages that are being sent to us?
I didn't know that, but I kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much figured that.
So a lot of times people would dismiss their dreams just thinking, oh, that was just a weird dream.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, for example, last night I had a weird dream.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about it already, about the little dog named
Baby. You did. Yeah.
And sometimes you have to keep reevaluating your dream. You can have a dream and you think that it's this type of message.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in a dream I had last night, I had a dream that we adopted this little cute, adorable little puppy and his name was Baby. And so first thought was, look at me like that. First thought was, we're going to adopt a puppy. Yay. But, you know, after, you know, going through it, that's just the first initial reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will go with that first initial reaction. Oh, this, I had this dream, so it means this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to dig a lot deeper, really break down the dream. So, for example, in my dream, I kept calling the dog Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is a baby?
New beginnings.
There you go.
And then what happened today? We realized
New beginnings. Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a dream the other day where I was playing basketball and I accidentally had a bowel movement. And I was.
I can't believe you told this dream. Go
I
ahead.
Don't care. This is my show. But I was like, babe, I was playing basketball and I'm garbage. And in my dream, I was garbage. And I just couldn't make a bucket for anything. And then I had a bowel movement of the D-O-D-O kind. Well, the D-O-O-D-O kind. However you spell it, because I don't ever write that word too much. And why are you laughing like that? And then I was like, baby, what's that mean? Oh, my God. And then you broke it down. You want to go ahead and tell the family? But you broke it down, though.
I did break it down. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're sharing this dream. So, dreams of, you were dreaming that you were playing basketball. So,
right.
That's a dream. That's a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said that it more than likely means that you're going to be involved in some kind of team interaction where you may not have a lot of faith in what your role is.
Mm-hmm.
But because you were the one, I think you said you kept getting the ball and then they kept giving you the ball to make shots, you were being appointed the leader of this group. So you have to be confident in the role that you're going to be playing in this interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't believe I'm going to discuss this.
Please
part.
Do, babe. People need to know.
The part about your feces, with that, I can't remember what I said, but I think I said something along the lines of, it was something about money, wasn't it?
It was about money.
It was your fear of failing with money or something like that, and the embarrassment or something that comes along with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. Sometimes I'll be in the moment.
Make a long story short, I just want the family to know, don't take what happens to you for face value.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have a fecal matter moment. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What a way to start out the first show on Monday.
It's like this, family. We're all adults here. We all do it. So, hey, I'm just trying to, you know, because somebody might have that dream of like, oh, the bad queen.
No one's going to have that dream.
I'm not the only one.
think you are the only one.
You know, one thing that I've learned, though, about my dreams, though, the more I raise my vibration, the more I grow spiritually, mm-hmm. the deeper the dreams I have.
Oh, yeah.
When I wasn't raising my vibration, when I was just living 100% mundane, I had a lot of horror movies or horror dreams or negative dreams and things like that. But once I started raising my vibration, I started having real life dreams of grandeur where I'm like going through portals, flying, astral mm-hmm. traveling, meeting gods, traversing pyramids, mm-hmm. out in the ether. Just some of the dreams, they're so out there that it's hard to even write down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. After I started scanning the master's tools, mm-hmm. listening to attunements every night with the wifey, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Reading all this deep stuff, meditating, mantras, altar work, just sun gazing, mm-hmm. just 100% being in the moment at all times in the spirit, that transforms my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I remember my good friend, my best friend Ali, once told me that look at your dreams like a continuation of your waking life. And your waking life is a continuation of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And once I start seeing reality like that, my dreams and my waking life changed.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them changed.
That's true.
You want to go in on that? Or did I cover everything?
You pretty much covered everything.
All right, then.
One other thing I would like for the family to know is that, you know, I always get asked dream questions. And one of the questions I always get is, but how do you know in your dream what something means, or how do you gain the confidence in knowing that this is what this is?
Mm.
And the way of knowing that is that, for one, you want to pay attention to every little detail in your dream, from the environment to the weather to the people around you to colors, the terrain, everything. You want to pay attention to every little thing because it all means something.
Yeah. Versus going by what you think, go by what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm. And you'll know when you get the message because it'll just sit well with you. It'll mm-hmm. click. It'll just make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and once you start dream journaling, which is very big, mm-hmm. once you start dream journaling, like you said earlier, you'll start gaining the confidence in knowing that your dreams do carry a certain meaning or hold a certain value.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to dream recall, mm-hmm. we have an exercise that we do. You want to tell the exercise?
No, you go ahead. You want it.
So the best way to do a dream recall exercise, exercise for dream recall is when you first wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
don't move.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay still. You want to recap that dream in your mind. Keep thinking about it. Think about it until you have it.
At least 2 minutes.
Because what we tend to do is we hear the alarm clock. We jump up, we go to the bathroom, and then we go, ah, oh, I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, what was I dreaming about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it leaves you that quick. It only takes about, 30 seconds to a minute for it to just wipe out.
Forever.
Forever. So you want to think about your dream, just recap it in your mind over and over, and grab a book. Have a book and a pencil next to your bed. Or if you like to do like we do, we'll record it into our phones. We'll mm-hmm. speak it into our phones.
You can be much more descriptive that way,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have bad penmanship like me.
Yeah.
Because I would be writing and I would go back and be like, I don't know what I wrote. Something deep because it's a lot of nothing.
A lot of scribble.
100% of nothing.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, that's one thing that's a must if you really are into your dream recall,
mm-hmm.
Writing it down. Another thing we do, well, I'm going to get into some things that people can use
mm-hmm.
to recall their dreams.
Okay.
One thing that that I do a lot is reality testing.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day while you're woke, you want to think in your mind, am I woke? Is this a dream? Is this a dream? Just telling yourself, is this a dream? While you're woke.
Mm-hmm.
And that will transfer over to your dream state too. Another thing I do, I look at my hands. Go ahead.
I just wanted to build on that real quick. It'll trigger you to, if you keep saying that statement over and over, it'll trigger you to say it in your dream.
Right.
And when you say it in your dream, you'll become alert and be like, wait, am I? Is this a dream?
I only got one nostril. This is a dream. I'm just saying, it'd be like that. is this a dream? It's just look for the light source. Mm-hmm. Because in our waking state, we have a sun. But in the dream, our astral self, there's a sun there too. It's not as bright as our sun.
Mm-hmm.
But the light source will be off.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the sun in front of you, but the light source is behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, look at your hands. The master once said that there's something about our hands that triggers our lucidity in our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the day, you have some idle time. Just look at your hand. Look at the front of your hand, where your palm is. Just look at your hand. Another thing a lot of people do is they read.
Mm-hmm.
You can read some text in your dream, and the words will start jumbling around.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know you're dreaming. You can jump up and down.
Hmm.
When you jump up in your dream, you might not come down the same. You may come down like, mom, you know, real soft. I'm serious.
Like an angel.
I tried it.
Hmm.
You know, another method is it's called the wake back to bed method. The WTB method. The WBTB.
The what?
The wake back to bed.
Never heard of that one.
A lot of people have it.
Hmm.
But what you do is set your alarm clock. Let's say you need to wake up at 6. You wake up at 4 o'clock, and you just stay up for 30 minutes, brush your teeth, do something,
okay.
And then when you go back to sleep, you jump right back into your REM sleep.
Yeah, so I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never called it that. But, yeah, what it is that back in the olden days,
mm-hmm.
People would do this. They would go to sleep when the sun went down, and they would stay asleep for about 4 or 5 hours, and then they would wake up in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and just chill for a little while, from, you know, an hour, 2 hours, or whatever. They would, you know, talk,
walk around,
they, you know, whatever. They did what they did back in them times when they didn't have cable. And then they would go back to sleep, and it would put them in a strong dream state.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you can do, you know, now is, well, one of the things that I do is I will go to sleep for about 4 hours and then wake up, and you can meditate for an hour.
That's the best time.
If you meditate for an hour, especially during, you know, the hours of between 2 and 3, you're allowing yourself to open up and your consciousness to expand, and
mm-hmm.
you're taking in more information. And something about those hours of the day that
Most quietest.
Yeah.
I thought it was, well, whatever time. It's somewhere between 2 and 4.
Yeah, it's like between two and three, three and four, something like that. Yeah.
When it's night.
Mm-hmm. And then you go back to sleep, and you're in that
mm-hmm.
deep REM sleep. And then that's when you get into the part of your dreams where it really just is mm-hmm. more vivid. It's really vivid.
And unlike REM sleep is a really short period within your dream state. But by doing this method, your REM state lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to become more lucid easier, and you'll be able to remember it because it's longer.
Mm-hmm.
You have like that dream where you go to sleep and you wake up, you're still in your dream. Like, man, I'm still dreaming. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Or you can go like, yeah, I feel like you've been dreaming for 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the best dreams.
I love the long dreams.
Oh, my goodness, the long dreams are off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You can just remember so much, and it feels so real. And another thing I've noticed that when I raised my vibration and became enlightened, my senses are more acute in my dreams,
mm-hmm.
where I'm smelling, I'm touching, I'm seeing, and I'm just feeling as if I'm really here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. But I just think that's me getting in touch with my higher self a little more, you know, my dream body a little more. But the one that I do the most is the mnemonic induction of lucid dreams.
What's that?
That's the one where you tell yourself over and over, I'm going to remember my dream before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. going to remember my dream. I'm going to remember my dream. When I wake up, it's going to be easy to remember my dream. I can't wait to wake up and remember my dream. Things like that over and over. However you want to say it. Whatever makes sounds good to you,
mm-hmm.
say it. And it's true, because when I started doing that, I do a mixture of all of them throughout the week. And usually, like, on the weekends, I do the wake back to bed method,
because mm-hmm.
I don't like interrupting my sleep and have to, you know, get ready for work. I'm like, man, I only got 2 hours. Oh. On the weekend, I'm like, I get up when I get up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
So that's a good one to try on the weekends
mm-hmm.
with no drinking.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do any
yeah.
drugs or drinking, because it interferes with your dream state.
Yeah, I'm not a drug addict or anything like that, but in the past, I have partaked in the vitamin W. And when I did partake in vitamin W, I don't remember any of my dreams. I was like, man, I drank blackness all night. Like, I was dead. Like, man, I was dead last night.
That's why they say that.
Exactly, because he'd be dead.
Fred is dead. Yeah, I remember I would tell you about my dream. Like, yeah, I dreamed this, and I was doing this, and I was flying through the sky, and blah, blah, blah. What'd you dream? You'd be like,
I was dead.
I have nothing.
I have nothing. Another thing, when you drink, you ain't gonna dream either. You just wake up like, oh, man. So that's why we don't do that stuff no more, because we love our dreams so much.
Mm-hmm.
You get rewarded. It ain't gonna happen overnight.
No,
it's
for
a prolonged
practice.
Period.
It takes practice.
Not partaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's other things you can do too. Kind of like the, what do you call it? The wake back to bed state.
That's it.
So there's supplements that you can take as well.
Go in on it.
So you can take what's called, hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, galantamine.
Galantamine, that's perfect.
And Dreamleaf.
Mm-hmm.
And these Dreamleaf, I think, is really cool because it comes with two sets of pills.
Go in on that one first.
And you have the red pill and then the blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the blue pill first.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of the Matrix.
It is.
But you take the blue pill first before you go to sleep, and you wake up after, you know, 4 hours or so, and then you wake up and you take the red pill, and then you go back to sleep. And with galantamine, same thing. You go to sleep, you wake up after about 4 hours, and then you take a pill, and it helps with your lucid dreaming and
mm-hmm.
Dream recall and just having more vivid dreams or whatnot. A lot of people will do this, and I've had people come back to me and say, well, I took it, but nothing happened. So it's the same thing. You want to take it, but you don't want to fall right back to sleep. You want to stay up for a little while, meditate for, you know, try to do an hour. But I know it's hard for people, especially in the beginning, to wake up in the middle of the night and then go into meditation. Some people have told me, like, I try to do the meditation. I just fall asleep in the middle of the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. You want to at least get 15 minutes in, but aim for an hour. And there's other things you can do. You can have different herbs, such as mugwort.
Mugwort, that's mine. The tea or smoke it.
I've never... Well, the tea... is
nasty.
Let me just
nasty. It's nasty.
Let me just put some caution to the
thing. It's nasty. It's not gonna be like, okay, I can do this mugwort.
It will give you a dry mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will give you what people call cotton mouth.
Don't add sugar. Don't do that.
Well,
you can if you want to.
Well, what I used to do back in the day was I would just burn it. And you can burn it while you meditate before you go to sleep, or wake up in the middle of the night, burn some mugwort while you're meditating, and then go back to sleep. And that will help with your dreams. Some people have put it in little dream pillows and sleep with it, along with a blue lotus flower, along with...
I use the tops. I roll mine up in a top.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
That's what I mean. Roll mine up in a top.
Okay.
Or a cigarette paper for those who don't know what tops
are. I mean, you just came out of left field with it.
I mean, we're talking about smoking mugwort. Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Another thing that you can do is watch the things that you eat.
That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we stop eating meat, well, I eat meat every now and then now. I had meat tonight.
When we stop eating meat, you mean when I stop eating
meat? You haven't eaten meat consecutively. I went 3 months, bruh. I'm on a juice fast tomorrow indefinitely, bruh. I'm going to see how long I can go. Cut the show, fam. I'm going on a juice fast for the first time in my life tomorrow. It's a team of the Master Accelerators. Shout out to the Master Accelerators. You're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not partaking in the juice fast, but, you know, for those, that's a whole bunch of things you can do in this class. But I'm partaking. It's a team of us, and we're going on the juice fast. And we're going to see, you know, how long I can go. So if anybody want to donate to the cause. would have donated to me to get some juicy juice. That stuff ain't cheap.
You're so goofy.
But yeah, don't be showing you. If you're my friend and you're listening, don't be posting food pics. Okay? Back to the dream show, baby.
So you want to be careful about the foods that you eat, especially before you go to sleep. You don't want to eat anything really heavy, especially meat really heavy. Mm-hmm. You want to be careful about even some of the seafood that you eat. You want to be careful with shellfish, because shellfish can prevent you from doing your astral travel.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to be careful about what you watch before you fall asleep.
Because
mm-hmm. like you were talking about earlier with the scary movies, if you watch something with a lot of horror intent or negative energy, then you bring that to you into your sleep state
mm-hmm.
and you end up having bad dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, what's another thing?
I want to tell people the reason why, though. Because mm-hmm. when you're watching horror flicks or anything like when people being negative or scary, you're putting yourself on the vibration of scary.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're vibrating on a scary vibration, what do you think you're going to dream about?
Scary stuff.
Exactly. So if you want to dream, whatever you want to dream about, watch that on TV. If you want to dream about flying, watch some flight movies.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed at what your subconscious sucks up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's real. I've done it. I didn't used to dream. I used to dream about scary, crazy stuff. I changed when I started feeding my subconscious mind, and my dream reflected the change.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk about it, because I know.
So we got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller through. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind the fam, if you do have a question or you have a comment or you just want to say, what up? Our phone number here is 619-924-0835.
Juice fast tomorrow.
And if you're already on the line, you can just hit the number 1. That'll bring us through and let us know that you want to speak to the fam.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring this caller through. Caller from 805-617. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you?
Hey, Donna.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a nice day in California.
Hey.
Nice.
I had 2 dreams with my mom. She's on the other side. And in each dream, we're celebrating with such joy and happiness. And then I had another dream. They called the number 9. I raised my hand. You know, I have the number 9 ticket, and I won an elephant. Then the funny thing is that a month ago, I actually heard my mother, who's on the other side, and she said I was going to be rewarded. So I think something big is coming in for me. What are you picking up?
I would definitely agree with that. A lot of times when we get messages from our ancestors who have transitioned on, they have the ability to see the things that we refuse to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she's coming to you in a dream state where you're more receptive of hearing a message, then it definitely sounds like you have something coming for you. Now, the dream about elephants means good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've had luck in the past where I won a car at BMW, and I won a trip to Tahoe and a trip to Hawaii and a big screen TV. So I'm kind of lucky in that, you know, entering things. And then,
well, Donna, you need to start sharing with me when you're going to enter these things so I can enter with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You were saying?
Oh, and then after my mom said you're going to be rewarded, I've been playing her numbers on the Powerball. And, you know, like there's 5 numbers and then there's a mega number. And then I switched hers around and said, having 26 is the mega, I put the first number there. And then I had an awful feeling in the pit of my stomach because all day I was thinking number 4. And I didn't play the 4, and I'm kicking myself because I would have won 20,000.
Mm.
Not listening to myself, you know?
Mm.
But I don't think that's the big thing coming in, because the big thing is bigger than that. I think it's so I can help my sister and her family. I think that's something else that's coming in.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like you're going to have something that's coming in where you're going to receive some kind of big reward. It's something also with elephants that means good luck and money.
Mm-hmm.
The number 9 is a number of completion.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also got from that was that if you turn the 9 upside down, it's a 6.
Mm.
There's 6 digits in a Powerball number.
Ah, yeah.
So I would keep playing those numbers.
And whenever you see numbers in your dreams, numbers is one of those universal things that transcends time and space. So whenever you see a number in your dream, write those numbers down and look up what those numbers mean.
Mm-hmm.
It'll kind of give you an in-depth breakdown of what that number was trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way our family members will talk to us in our dreams. They'll talk to us symbolically,
mm-hmm.
you know, through numbers, colors,
symbols,
feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you dream of your ancestors, that means they're with you. They're with you.
Mm-hmm.
She's always with you.
Yeah, that's so comforting. Yeah, that they are, you know, with
mm-hmm.
us. You know, we'll be with them again on the other side. You know, it's nice.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't partake in this, but we have our ancestor altars up, and since we've had our ancestor altars up. We see our family members in our dreams all the time. I smell my grandparents. I smell their cooking. I smell their scent. You know what I mean? That's one of the best
mm-hmm.
ways that you can connect with your ancestors is by honoring them on the daily. It keeps them around you. You know?
Yeah.
Just imagine if you transcended and no one's taking care of you or honoring you, and then you got that one person that is. You're going to stick by them and just stay with them. It keeps them close.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel their energy. And I assure you, if you erect you an ancestor altar, you don't have to tell anyone. If you erect yourself an ancestor altar, within 2 weeks, you'll get your confirmation that they're happy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that. What, make an altar with the picture, with photographs or what?
That's it. We
mm-hmm.
actually did a show on altars. If you go back in our archives, you'll see a show on altars. And we talked for 2 hours on all the things that we've done and all the magic that's happened since we've done it. It literally changed our lives. Our ancestors are kind of like the cheat code to our reality. We're here physically, they're there spiritually, but they can make moves on a spiritual level that we can't make over here. They can see things coming and going before we do. So they can put things in place for us for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'll start talking to them too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my mom. Talked to my mom like she's right here with me, and I saw her once. But it was like 30 years ago. I mean, she died like 30
mm-hmm.
something years ago, but I did see her once. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but that was the only time I saw her.
And that's actually common. It takes a lot from them to do it, but they'll send a doppelganger here to from a distance. Ain't like that. Like my mama. They'll smile, and you'll never see them again. Yeah. That's actually pretty common.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But heard her, I did, you know. And it's funny, my nephew died. He was 19. He died. He passed a year ago. And I do meditation every morning. I set a timer in the bathroom, and I meditate for 40 minutes. And I heard a voice say, "I'm still here." And then it was really strange. And then 2 weeks later, there's a... there was a near-death experience lecture here, and the woman speaking was Marilyn Geisman. She's a medium. And then she sent me an email. I'm on her email list that she just came out with a book called I'm Still Here. Talking about how I'm still here. So I sent it to my sister. She's the one that lost her child, and so she's reading it. I mean, it must have meant to be because I heard him say that as this book comes into my, you know.
You know what? There's more spirits in this reality more now than ever. There are more spirits than there are humans because we're not taught what happens after we transcend while we're alive. So we transcend, we're still attached to so much. We have so much attachment to this reality that we don't progress onto the higher realms of living. And you're right. A lot of our ancestors are still here. And that's why I honor them and I talk to them and let them know, hey, you're past. Go ahead and move on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings to your partner and family members, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I'm going to make that altar. Yeah.
Please do. And like I said, check our archives out and look up the show on altars. It will change your life.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for calling in and sharing.
Thank you. I enjoyed this. Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
You're about to say something else. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I wanted to know if you were getting an intuitive feeling. There's two fellows that I'm single. I've been single my whole life. I'm 63. And the man I was with passed about 7 years ago. But I got on eHarmony, and there's two fellows I'm emailing back and forth to. One is Gary in Hawaii, and the other one is Phil in Berks County, Pennsylvania. And I kind of like them both. Do you see something happening with, you know, us getting in a relationship?
You know, I don't want to say I'm biased, but Gary in Hawaii, I just start smelling roses. I don't know if it's from Hawaii. And I thought about the Pennsylvania guy, I thought about a cloudy day. And again, I'm not a psychic or anything, but it may be the other way around. But I would develop a verbal rapport with them, not through email, but I like to hear people's tones and their voices.
I agree. Oh, well, I'm gonna meet the guy in Hawaii. My brother's treating me to a trip there, and December 11 days. So I will meet him. So that's good. That's a big sailboat.
Beautiful.
So
the best way to
thing.
The best way to connect with someone is to touch them. Touch their hand, touch their shoulder, and ask them a question while you're touching them.
And
they'll be more prone to tell you the truth while you're connected versus if you're not connected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I learned that back in the day. Yeah, my great aunt told me that. She's like, if you ever want a girl to tell you the truth, touch her and ask her a question and look at her dead in her eyes. And smirk.
Wow.
Yeah. It opens them up. A smile opens people's soul up. Yeah. Don't tell them I told you.
Okay. Our secret.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I'm going to go for a walk. Thank you so much. It was so nice talking to both of you.
You're more than welcome, and thanks
for
calling in. We're on every Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern
7
time.
O'clock
7
Eastern.
O'clock Eastern time. Our days have changed.
Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you.
Peace and love to you.
Thanks.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
You know what I love?
What's that?
When I hear a seasoned woman on the phone, and they have that childlike vigor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women, when they get seasoned, they feel as if their life's over.
Mm-hmm.
63 is still young.
It really
as
is.
As long as you're living, you're still young.
That's right.
And she's just so happy, meeting them, dating. That's how life's supposed to be.
Exactly.
There's so many facets to life.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let age dictate the level of joy you have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, my daughter, she once asked me, Daddy, why are some older people so mean? I said, because they were mean young people once.
Mm-hmm.
The lady you just called, she was a beautiful soul.
She's going to have a ball in Hawaii with Gary, too.
Touching him and asking him questions and smiling. Mm-hmm. Ooh, watch out, Gary!
All right. So let's see. We were talking about lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about, you know, looking at your hands before you go to sleep. Another thing you can do, I'm not sure if you, I can't remember if you mentioned this already or not, but looking in the mirror in your dream.
I didn't mention that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you want to look for a mirror in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to look at your, you know, look at your reflection. So when, well, let's back up. When you are trying to lucid dream, you want to look for signs.
Mm-hmm.
And these are signs that will help you to know if you're dreaming or not.
Mm-hmm.
So usually things will look a little different. It'll look the same, but something will be off. Mm-hmm. You may look at, you know, look down at your legs and you might have an extra leg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in real life, you only have two. So if you have three, then you know that's a dream.
We're always together most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what helps me out is when you're not around me. I'm like, where am I? I must be dreaming. Your baby ain't here. You know what I mean?
But what about when I am in your dreams, though?
That's deep. I know it's going to be something powerful. We do some powerful stuff in our dreams when I see you in there.
Mm, yeah. Whenever we dream together, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you look in the mirror and let's say that, you know, you have an extra eye or, you know, you don't look like you.
A different race.
Yeah. You're a different gender.
It's really hard to find a mirror in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough to find a mirror. So you want to keep looking at your body, your extremities, your hands, your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one time I was a Filipino dude in jail and I couldn't see my face, but I kept seeing my hands and I kept seeing my legs. I was like, man, my feet look funny. They got thick. They got like a thick callus on the bottom of them.
Were they ashy?
They weren't ashy.
Yeah, it was a dream.
It was a dream. It was in real life. I was glistening like a baby.
I'll just play it.
I know you was, baby. I'm going to get you back. But go ahead, sweetie. Your time will come.
So another thing, one of the biggest things that helped me to find out when I was lucid dreaming is that you're usually always dreaming in the same place.
Mm.
For me, I would always be in my great-grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter what happened, I would be – I had a dream the other night that I was asleep, and my daughter was asleep. We were in the bed. My daughter was asleep on the couch, and we were in my grandmother's basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up, and I was like, how is it that she's sleeping at the foot of our bed on the couch? We don't have a couch in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked around and I saw that we were in the basement. I was like, oh, okay, this is a dream. And then I went on into the dream. And when you realize you're in a dream, that's the best feeling, because then you can just do whatever. You can try to do
whatever
things that you know, wouldn't normally try, like flying.
Yeah.
Like moving things.
Right. And let's say you get woken up by a family member. Like my daughter, she loves waking me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit up on the couch and wait for her to get home. And she'd be like, Daddy! I'm like, dang, man! But what you can do is recant that dream in your mind and go back there.
You can go back into your dream.
That's one of the beauties. Mm-hmm. When you go back and you know you're going back to your dream. Mm-hmm. You have more power. And a lot of people think that we don't have power in our dreams.
Ah, that's when we're the most powerful.
It's our domain.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can harm you in your dream when you know you have power.
That's right.
If you're afraid, you're like a piece of steak. You know you're weak. They smell it on you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can empower yourself through mantras.
That's true.
Or medallions.
Mm-hmm.
You can call out to your powerful spiritual tools while you're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I use the Anabakoa, I use the Isnisa Vajaya, I use the Ganesha mantra, I use whatever mantra I deem necessary at the time.
Or divine prayer.
Or mm-hmm. divine prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they're kind of like spiritual Uzis in your dream state. Mm-hmm. If you feel as if something negative is around you, you can bust out a divine prayer and it will dispel them instantly. The vibration and the power within those words will just give you more power than you can fathom while you're in your dreams.
And, you know, another thing is if you, let's say you have the same dream repeatedly
mm-hmm.
and you're afraid in the dream, you're running from something.
Mm-hmm.
Stop running.
Run to it.
Run to it. Ask it what it wants.
Yeah. And the reason why scary things happen to you in your dream is not to scare you. It's to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Your subconscious know that, you know, a bug might alert you in a certain way just to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
If it came through as a cupcake, you'd be like, oh, that's a nice looking cupcake. Okay. But if it came through as a roach, you'd be like, oh, look at that roach. Yeah. You'll remember that.
Unless it's an actual insect being. Mm-hmm. But that's another show.
That's another show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about abductions. Since we're talking about beings.
Okay.
You want to talk about that? A lot of people think that when you get abducted, that this alien is going to beam up your physical body. That's not true.
Mm-mm.
It's going to beam up your astral self and abduct that and upgrade you. Mm-hmm. And it could be your higher self doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It might not always be some entity trying to hurt you. It's not about hurting you, you know?
Could be an upgrade.
It could be an upgrade. it could be an upgrade, family.
Mm-hmm.
So through movies and through media, we're like humans are afraid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
If something wanted to hurt you and it was another being, there won't be nothing you can do about it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So just embrace the moment and relax. And most of the time you get abducted, they give you like a cloak dream anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you ever been in a dream where you're dreaming something really deep and then out of nowhere just something goofy happens and you're like, what happened to the dream that I was having that was great? Now I'm having this silly dream. And
my hot dog got teeth? What the? I ain't eating that.
There might be a cloaked dream.
Might be a cloaked dream. But if you feel as if you have been abducted, check your body for small marks. You may have a little mark behind your knee, behind your ear. But what they do is abduct your spirit self. They test that. And then the effects of that transforms on your human body.
Mm.
It's kind of weird how that works out. I love it. Have you ever been abducted, babe?
No.
Can we tell you about having that?
I know you have. I abducted you.
I abduct you every night.
No, you don't.
I test on you.
I test on you. I test you.
All right, so we got a few minutes left. Let's touch on astral travel and projection real quick.
Go ahead, that's your stuff, girl.
So astral travel and projection is, a lot of people get confused by it because some people believe that you actually get up out of bed and you go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. Your physical body stays in place, but what happens is your astral body will travel outside of itself. And believe it or not, there's ways where you can put yourself into an astral projection. You don't have to just wait for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of the time when it does happen, it's beyond our control. We didn't plan it. It's just something that happens. And one of my very first experiences with it was I felt myself rising up out of the bed.
Mm.
And I felt myself like pulling up out of myself. And I just kept floating upward, upward, upward until I was in the sky. The next thing you know, I was flying through the sky, through the clouds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an empowering feeling because you're like a superhero or something in a dream. You're doing something that you wouldn't do normally in your waking state. And once you learn how to control it, you can do things like go different places and see different things and, you know, I remember in the beginning, I couldn't get past leaving the apartment. I would just, you know, float out to the living room and watch you sleep on the couch or
mm-hmm.
watch Devin sleep on the couch or something like that. But one of the things you can do is before you fall asleep, you want to just practice laying still. You want to have your hands open, your feet not touching, nothing on your body crossed. You want to have on loose clothing.
Preferably on your back.
Definitely on your back, and if you can, no covers or a light sheet, something like that, because your mind will have you thinking that that cover is restricting you from rising.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is visualize yourself coming up out of yourself. A lot of times when we do astral travel, we'll see a rope or a cord or something that is attached to us, and it's raising up through the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that cord is like it makes me kind of think of an umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps you to find your way back when you're out.
Wherever you go, it'll be there.
It'll always be attached. When you're flying through, if you turn around and look, you'll see a cord or a rope or
what's this milky substance?
Well, mine doesn't look milky.
Mine looks like a spiral head.
You're weird.
Why does yours look like a piece of chocolate?
Issues.
I got a tip too.
What?
I call it the north-south method. What I do is lay down on my back with my hands to my side and I close my eyes. And what I do is in my mind, however I'm laying, my head, I try to flip it in my mind to my head to where my feet are.
Hmm.
While I do that twice. So I do a full 360. Once I can convince myself that I've done that, I usually lift myself up.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the North-South Method.
Never heard of that.
Man, I'm a boy. I tell you, man, I got a lot up in here, baby. You need to talk to me more. Talk to me.
Anywho. So, fam, we're going to go ahead and bring this show to a close. We will that you all have gotten something great out of this show, Dream Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And we implore you to start doing your own dream magic.
Yeah.
Start doing your journaling. Start practicing your dream recall. Start visualizing yourself, you know, dreaming about what it is that you want to dream about. Go into your dreams with an idea of what you're expecting.
Daydream more, family.
Daydream.
Daydream.
Be mindful of the foods that you eat and,
mm-hmm.
and the TV programs that you watch.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
It's easy that we get, like, fed all these images and things. Stop watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Stop watching the news.
Mm-hmm.
All those images are affecting your dream power.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't watched the news in years. Could be about 5 years since I've even watched the news.
And also, be very aware in your dreams. Take in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Look around. Explore. Take it in. Just, you know, try to remember as much small detail as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Write your dreams down. Don't worry about trying to decode them right away. It may take a couple of days before it even makes sense to you, but
yeah.
just write it down, go back and read back on it. I'm very sure that you'll start having different outcomes.
The beauty about your dreams are it's you dreaming it. So subconsciously, whatever message you're giving yourself, you're giving it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes all you need to do is just be mindful of what you dreamed about, write it down, and you read it later, it'll just happen like, oh my God, I know what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about, oh, I need to find someone to decode it. No, you're the best decoder.
Mm-hmm.
No one can taste food for you. And your dreams are spiritual food.
But I do like to dream decode, so if you want me to decode your dreams, I'll help you.
Charge them!
Well, fam, we're going to bring this show to an end. It was fun doing this on a Monday night.
I love Monday night.
Monday night is the new time. Monday, 7 o'clock. Every Monday, 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to be
mm-hmm.
all the time.
All the time.
So with that, my name is Divine Queen.
And I'm the Dream Master.
And this is Twin Flame Radio saying peace and love, family. Peace and love.
Have a time.